drama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
Your rectum is full of feces.
Sweet rectum.
And feces are loaded with bacteria. Why do you think it smells so bad? Because it's rotting. And so feces are loaded with bacteria. And then you have anal sex. Then you go there, though, to oral sex, and you're putting feces in your mouth.
I want to taste that proud rule.
We will. Eat that poo-poo! Eat that poo-poo!
I want to taste my butthole!
Eat that poo-poo! Eat that poo-poo!
And well, I'll just poop on a plate and put some ketchup on it and make you eat it. And I thought to myself, well, at least, if I have to, he's going to make me eat that poop. Then I'll just put 5 pounds of sugar on it and try to spice it up.
We will. Eat that poo-poo!
Poop everywhere.
Eat that poo-poo!
Oh, yeah, man, a little ketchup. Man, that probably tastes pretty good.
Eat that poo-poo! Eat that poo-poo!
I have a basket of diarrhea.
The other person is poo-pooing, and this one is eating the poo-poo all over the place.
Poop everywhere.
Huh? We will eat the poo-poo.
Suck the other person's rectum.
Eat the poo-poo.
Poo-poo comes out.
Now I gotta shit. Eat the poo-poo.
Eating feces.
Delicious.
Yes.
I want black, ripe, uncut dick now!
I enjoy watching animals rape each other.
I am just flexible!
Why did man have to have such a sweet record?
Nigga beats a tree and a hoe and a slut with a pussy and a cat and a hole and a damn hot pocket between her damn feet.
Walk again. Good day, Mr. Kubrick.
I ain't gonna walk again.
Yep.
Not even on crutches. The doctor says I broke my back.
He would have been perfect for Full Metal Jacket. Why didn't they hire him? Speaking of crazy people, Alec Baldwin, who's a little nutty himself, has a stalker, which is so cool. I want a stalker so bad. For no other reason than it would provide so much content for the show. Here's what I mean. Alec Baldwin went on a date with this broad, I guess. And this is before he found out she was crazy. Now she won't leave him alone. She's sending emails to him all the time. And they're in all caps, talking about their new life together. I have some of them here. Here's the first one. She sent Baldwin about a dozen emails last week alone. She says, I need to start my new life! Like, she's screaming this at him. With my new name! With my new carrier! I'm assuming she means career. In my new country! Help me, my newly husband, you! Okay. I need you now! Please, Alec, come and pick me up now! I'm less than 10 minutes away from you tonight! Say I do to me! So, a couple things. In the first email, she refers to him as her newly husband. Then in the second email, she admits that he hasn't even said I do. She also admits to being 10 minutes away from him. So she's keeping an eye on Alec, right? She knows exactly where he's at all times. It's like they're already married. I'm excited about that portion of the process. Creating Genevieve Baldwin, and I get all of what I want, is the best part. Now, I have very few ties to Hollywood. I don't know how things work there. No celebrity is willing to associate with me. I spoke to the actor who played Steve Holt on Arrested Development once. And I also asked Michael Ian Black, you know, the star of I Love the 70s or whatever, I Love the 80s, if he preferred blowing his load on women's chests or face. But that's pretty much it. Those are the only famous people I've spoken to. I think I Twittered with Felicia Day, but most of you probably don't even know who that is. All right, so I don't know how it works in Hollywood, but this is how I think it goes down. If you're a famous person and you go on a date with a non-famous person, a regular person, a civilian, it's kind of implied, it's understood that you're going to get fucked, right? Like, if the famous person wants to have you, they get you on the first date. That's the only reason a celebrity would want to go on a date with someone who is not famous. It's easier to get them in bed. If a celebrity goes out with another celebrity on the first date, there's no guarantee that pussy will be had. But you gotta be careful, celebrities, because this might happen. You might, you know, go on a date with a nutty broad. And that's exactly what went down here. There are very crucial, vital things I need here. This is another email from Fruit Loops. Yes, there are very crucial, vital things I need, and I want you to be the one giving them to me. I need to see you now. I hope I did good enough last night for all your efforts. I hope I did not ruin everything by my lack of freedom and passive actions. I hate myself for being so passive, but I'm exhausted and I don't know what else to do than protect myself. I'm very weak now and vulnerable, and so I played defensive instead of going for it. I'm sorry, I did not know. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. She's bananas. Speaking of bananas, today's Sextastic Tuesday story is brand new, courtesy of Justin RPG. I talked a little bit about this new U-tard on the Monday podcast. Then on yesterday's DVDA, I spent a good half hour talking to an expert on all things Chris Chan and Justin RPG. Her name was Lemon Snatch, and it was a fascinating call. I urge you all to check it out. It'll be up on the sideshow. I mean, DVDA yesterday was over an hour long. So now I'm doing like hour and a half, 2 hours of DV every day. Today I've got an extended show for sideshow freaks. It's insane. One of the things that I mentioned yesterday, though, Justin RPG writes his own erotic fiction featuring vore and bestiality and all sorts of nasty stuff. I'm going to read you a few of his masterpieces? I don't know what you want to call it. In today's Sextastic Tuesday, let's get into it right now.
It's Sextastic.
Today's segment could also be titled When Retards Write Porn. So Justin RPG's real name is Justin Coolidge, and that's only important because Justin Coolidge is a character in this first story. He writes primarily about himself, scenarios that happen to him in his mind. One day, Justin Coolidge was walking in the jungle, and he found a remote, like an object on the ground with one button on it. Curious, Justin pushes the button. Then before Justin Coolidge realizes it, he is shrunk down to an inch tall. Justin Coolidge hears a booming voice that says, "My experiment is almost complete! I have shrunken my first human! Ha 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 ha! Ha ha! Now time to get my orange Bengal tiger ready!" Like, this plan is a little convoluted, don't you think? There's a Bengal tiger involved and a remote control. They're in the middle of nowhere, right? It's a jungle. So this person is just waiting for someone to stumble upon the remote. Like, what are the odds that anyone would even be in this jungle? This guy's probably waiting around for years. Okay, Justin Coolidge hears a booming voice that says, "My experiment is almost complete, blah, 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 blah. I've shrunk my first human. I need to get my tiger ready." Justin Coolidge is picked up by the person whose voice he heard. It was a female voice. Justin asks, "Who are you? And what are you going to do with me?" "My name is Jenna Russell, and I will let the orange Bengal tiger decide what to do with you. But first, I'm going to put you in a cup." Sure. Jenna then puts Justin Coolidge into a glass, because remember, he's very tiny. He was shrunk by the magic remote control. All right, yes, "My name is Jenna Russell, and I will let the orange Bengal tiger decide what to do with you, but first, I'm going to put you in a cup." Jenna then puts Justin Coolidge into a glass, and Jenna takes off all of her clothes and squats down above the glass with her vagina about 6 inches above the glass. Jenna then pees in the glass. wouldn't Justin just drown? I mean, there's all this pee coming down. He's very tiny, right? And this fucking monsoon of piss is coming down. He's, you know, I mean, he can't swim in that, right? Jenna then pees in the glass. Help! Justin Coolidge yells, gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. Justin Coolidge closes his eyes as the glass fills with urine. Upon opening his eyes, Justin Coolidge notices that he's floating with only his head above the urine. Justin then looks up and is disappointed because he cannot get to the top. After about an hour of Justin Coolidge being in the glass of urine, Jenna Russell then takes Justin Coolidge out of the... You can just call him Justin at this point, or him. He says, "Now lick my vagina until I say stop." Justin Coolidge then says, "But I'm only an inch tall. Your vagina is three times the size of me." "I do not care," Jenna Russell says. Justin Coolidge starts to lick Jenna's vagina. After an hour, Jenna Russell allows Justin Coolidge to stop. Then a girl named Kayla Klotch, walks in and says, "Here is your orange Bengal tiger." Jenna Russell then says, "Finally, my plan can start." Kayla says, "Can I mess with the shrunken man first?" Jenna allows it. Kayla then sticks Justin Coolidge up her vagina. Jenna and Kayla sit down to a game of Texas Hold'em poker. After 2 hours, Kayla grabs Justin out of her vagina. Justin Russell and Kayla say together, "Time for the orange Bengal tiger!" Kayla asks, "May I do the honor?" And Jenna allows. Kayla then takes Justin Coolidge and puts him in the orange Bengal tiger's vagina, while Justin says, "Don't put me there," as if he has any say, right? He's only an inch tall and soaked in pussy juice and urine. Kayla says, "Too late!" Then Heather Strauss comes in with a male orange Bengal tiger. Okay. Jane Russell says to Kayla Klotch and Heather Strauss, "You thinking what I'm thinking? Let's make the two orange Bengal tigers have sexual intercourse." All three girls say, "Yeah!" The male orange Bengal tiger is brought to the female orange Bengal tiger. The male orange Bengal tiger is attracted and mates with the female orange Bengal tiger. All right, just so there's no confusion. Justin Coolidge, inside the female orange Bengal tiger's vagina, feels the male tiger's penis. Shit! Why is this happening to me? This is not necessary. Moments later, Justin Coolidge is swimming in the male orange Bengal tiger's semen, upset, but cannot do anything about it. The two orange Bengal tigers mate for about an hour. Then the male orange Bengal tiger takes his penis out of the female orange Bengal tiger's vagina. Justin Coolidge falls out of the tiger pussy in the process. Jenna Russell picks Justin Coolidge up. Justin asks, "Can I go home now, please?" Justin says, "No, I have another plan for you." And Justin says, "Oh, no." Then Heather Strauss asks, "May I?" Jenna allows. Heather Strauss then puts Justin Coolidge in the female orange Bengal tiger's mouth. The Bengal tiger swallows Justin Coolidge whole. Justin inside the orange Bengal tiger's stomach, screaming and hollering, but no one can hear Justin. A few hours later, the orange Bengal tiger's digestive juices start doing their work, digesting Justin Coolidge alive. After another hour, Justin Coolidge is fully digested and leaves the stomach on through the liver, into the small intestine, and into the large intestine. Then the orange Bengal tiger poops out what's left of Justin's remains, his bones covered in poop. The end! That, my friends, is what vore is all about. Well, vore interpreted by a retard. Now, the second story I was going to read for you today is a little bit different. This is a script between Kayla. Once again, Kayla makes an appearance in the story, and Justin. So the female voice will be Kayla, of course, and I'll do the male voice is Justin. All right. This is Kayla speaking. "Are you through eating Pokemon shit yet?" "Yes, Kayla. Why do you keep eating various Pokemon's poop?" "I love Pokemon poop." "You've eaten up team dozen different Pokemon poops." "8 to be exact." And then he lists the Pokemon, but I can't pronounce them. Meganium, Lugia, I don't know, Pikachu, and now Reshiram, in that order. "You keep a running list of Pokemon poop you've eaten?" "Yeah, why not? I love Pokemon poop so much that I keep a list of Pokemon whose poop I've eaten. I also have a list of Pokemon who I want to eat its poop, but haven't yet." "I can't believe all those Pokemon actually agreed to let you eat their poop. I'm afraid to ask, who's next on the list?" I save the best for last. The ones I wouldn't mind eating its poop multiple times. And what Pokemon might that be? Moltres! We've seen pictures of that. Good luck on that one. Moltres are extremely rare and fly away pretty much every time anyone gets near it. Ho-ho, I'll find a way. If by luck I see one, I will present myself in a way that Moltres knows I won't do any harm and state my case to them. Even if Moltres hears you out, good luck on getting it to agree to let you eat its poop. Moltres are territorial and don't take marking their territory lightly. It'll think you're invading if you eat its poop. The next day. This is the narrator. All right. Still thinking about eating its poop? I'm still thinking about a way to get it done, and by God, it'll happen. I have a better chance of winning the lottery. All right. I'm going to fast forward a bit. Guess what happens? He gets to eat Moltres' poop. All right. Yes. I guess he finds the Pokemon. Moltres starts pooping. Justin sneaks up to the Moltres. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this name right. I apologize to any Pokemon aficionados out there. I did not intend to offend you. It was not my goal. All right, so the Moltres starts pooping. Justin sneaks up, takes his clothes off, and sits in the poop already out.
I did not want to see that. Keep your clothes on. Wait, Moltres didn't even see him. Odd.
Now the narrator speaking. Justin looks up and opens his mouth to allow Moltres' poop to enter his mouth. Justin is lucky. Moltres still doesn't see him, apparently. All Moltres care about is pooping. Justin notices that it's female. Justin, thinking to himself, not only am I eating Moltres' poop, this Moltres is female, which is my choice of gender for Moltres' poop. It's my lucky day. All right, the rest of Moltres' poop enters Justin's mouth, and Justin swallows its poop. Moltres then flies away and never even noticed Justin. Moltres pooped in Justin's mouth and didn't even know it or will ever know it. My Pokemon poop-eating list is complete! Although Moltres will remain on my future list for the rest of my life. Moltres' poop was better than I imagined.
You actually got to eat its poop! Although, I thought it was disgusting. There's nothing more lucky than that. This is Moltres we're talking about. No one has ever got that close to one.
You know what, Kayla?
What?
I told you so, bitch! I added the bitch. I told you so! Neener, neener, neener! I was right, you were wrong! Ha 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 ha! You just got burned! Yes, she got burned. You ate its shit! Who got burned here, really? A wicked burn! I mean, you got owned! Or even better, you got pwned!
Yeah, rub it in!
The end. There you go. Some of Justin RPG's work. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for April 10th, 2012, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com! I guarantee you, none of their porn could possibly be worse than the shit I just read you. So there you go. The Tim Henson promise is the porn you receive from Adam and Eve, should you order a video, is going to be better than this crappy story. Yes, AdamandEve.com has adult movies. We're talking DVDs, you know. No Betamax shit. If you're still watching porn on VHS, you're out of luck. Blu-ray porn, too. If you're into movies, what about adult lingerie, something sexy, maybe blow-up dolls, toys, condoms, lube, whatever you want. AdamandEve.com has you covered. For a limited time, you can get 50% off. Half off just about any item. Just use coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's FREAK. They've got over 20,000 products, so you're sure to find something you like. Maybe for yourself or your partner or both of you. Sure, they've got double-sided dildos. Whatever. AdamandEve.com, coupon code FREAK. Not only will you get 50% off just about any item, plus you're going to get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK. Again, that's AdamandEve.com. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? What are you waiting for? Sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. There's never been more content being added to the sideshow than right now. every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm doing these DVDA shows. Archives are up at superfreaksidra.com. I'm just now getting around to posting yesterday's because it was over an hour in length. I'm trying to compress it to make it a smaller size. So there, yesterday you get an hour of bonus content. Today, another, 15, 20 minutes of bonus content on the extended portion. Thursday's show will be Sideshow exclusive. Great time to sign up, support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I've been saying this for a long time, and conventional wisdom supports what I have to say, and that is porn is the biggest reason people get online, right? That's what people are doing online. They're looking at porn. Well, now some research says that the world's biggest porn site gets over 4 billion hits a month. Not million, 4 billion hits a month. It turns out the internet is for porn. Because researchers have discovered that at a staggering 30% of all internet traffic is pornography. The biggest porn site on the web, Xvideos, receives 4.4 billion page views and 350 million unique visits per month. Isn't that how many people are in the United States? 350 million? I mean, I know, you know, many of these hits probably come from overseas, but, you know, come on, every single person in the U.S. is looking at porn. And again, that's just one website. There are so many other porn websites out there. All right. Yes, the biggest porn site on the web, Xvideos, receives 4.4 billion views and 350 million unique visitors per month, according to a report on Extreme Tech. The only sites that surpass this in size are the likes of Google and Facebook. The report uncovered the viewing figures for Xvideo from Google. Google. Is that a website? Google? It's going to be my new search engine. It just searches porn. From Google's DoubleClick Ad Planner, which uses cookies to gather information about users. It then used three figures in actual data from the third biggest porn site, YouPorn, to extrapolate how much data is being transferred out of the site's servers. And it's a huge amount. Here are the biggest porn sites. I already mentioned Xvideos. Next up is Pornhub with 2.5 billion views. Then YouPorn at 2.1 billion. Tube8 serves 970 million page views. And LiveJasmine is 710 million page views. Now, LiveJasmine, I don't even think that should count because I don't want to go to Live Jasmine. I never want to go to Live Jasmine. But when you go to other porn sites, boom, there's all these crazy pop-ups. It's, and the pop-up always goes to Live Jasmine. Who's running this website? And do they have, what sort of advertising money do they have? An infinite amount. From this, it's estimated that around 29 petabytes, not like pedophile, P-E-T-A, petabytes of prawn is being transferred a month, or 50 gigabytes per second. However, it upped this estimate to 35 to 40 petabytes per month after learning that YouPorn hosts over 100 terabytes of porn, getting 100 million page views and transferring 950 terabytes a day. That's the equivalent of 10 dual-layer DVDs per second. At peak times, it speculates that Xvideos is streaming 1,000 gigabytes per second, which, the report points out, is 1/15 of the total amount of connectivity between London and New York. All of these stats are just blowing my mind. I don't understand a lot of it, but I know it means it's a lot of fucking vaginas and dicks being sent over the fiber optic lines. Those are some crazy numbers. All right, second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me, y'all.
Florida. Our most fucked up state!
Yeah, the story comes from Palm Harbor. A call about domestic violence led deputies on Monday to discover what they believe to be a meth lab in a Palm Harbor home. County sheriff deputies said they responded at about 3:45 p.m. after a man allegedly threw chemicals at his living girlfriend. Like, you can't do that. You can't throw meth-making chemicals at your girlfriend, burn her fucking face off, and not expect her to call police and not realize the police are going to, you know, put two and two together. How did you get these burns? Chemicals? What type of chemicals? Why? These chemicals can make meth. Huh? Why would you have that? Sheriff spokeswoman Cecilia Barreda said deputies were greeted by a chemical odor. One deputy was taken to a local hospital after having an adverse reaction to the smell. He was later released. By evening, the agency's narcotics detectives had been called to the scene to investigate what Barreda said was a suspected meth lab operation. The woman who had chemicals thrown at her was not injured. Police are not identifying her at the time. The man, identified as 36-year-old Shiloh Sladen, was arrested on one felony count of domestic battery with strangulation. The investigation continues. So there you go. That's what's happening in Florida. And finally today, let's check in with Georgia. We've got a story from Winder or Winder. I don't know. A Winder man reported he let a woman enter his residence to use the bathroom. I would never do that. If someone knocked on my door saying, "Can I take a shit, please?" I'd say, "No. Why? No. Absolutely not. I don't know you." Oh, that's the worst. You know, when I was working in an office, I worked in like small offices. I never worked in a huge multinational corporation. So they were small offices, and the restrooms were always in horrible spots where, you know, if someone used the toilet to take a shit, you would know about it. And it was always the big fucking fat women laying big juicy turds. All right. Yes, I don't know. I don't know why I mentioned that, but there you go. Fat women lay juicy, stinky turds. Newsflash. On April 5th, an officer with the Winder Police Department responded to the Tuggle Street residence, where the complainant said he let the woman in to use the bathroom and then heard her open his refrigerator door before leaving. When the man checked, he noticed ham, pork chops, and bacon missing. The complaint valued the stolen meats at approximately $25. The resident told police he knows the woman from the neighborhood as she was living in a shack behind the house nearby. According to an incident report, the officer intended to take a warrant out for the woman's arrest on a charge of theft by taking. Isn't that what all theft is? Like, that's how you thieve. That's how you use thievery. Or you rob, you take something. That's how you do it, for Christ's sakes. A charge of theft by taking. Okay. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yeah, we'll do just a few voicemails today and then get out of here. Yes, Carlo?
What up, Nyoga?
How you want Nyoga?
I still remember Incognito checking
yes,
in.
Yes, I know
again.
That voice.
I just heard the news story that you did about the mob of African Americans that had to kill Whitey Night in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I live in Boise. And there's quite a few African Americans out here, and due to the close.
Well, black people love potatoes.
Proximity of the bases that we have.
Is that a thing? I don't think that's a stereotype.
So they're relatively tame in this area, but I've been to places in Idaho where seeing two black people in a row is considered deja vu. So I didn't find it all that interesting that a mob of blacks had a night in Idaho called Kill Whitey Night. I was wondering, where the fuck did they find a mob of blacks?
Yeah, that's the real question.
So I might have to do a little bit more research into that.
Yeah. So you're saying there's not that many black people around. That the real story is, how could so many black people be found in Idaho?
What you do, Tim? I just started listening to the show again. I got a monthly Thatcher membership so I could listen to the old shit.
Thank you.
And I was listening to an old episode that started with...
I don't like people that call in and say, I just started listening to the show again. Well, where the hell have you been? The show's been exactly the same, you know what I mean? Like, there's no reason you should have left.
And I was listening to an old episode...
Get angry with these people.
...that started with the puke porn polka. And thanks to you, I have the strongest stomach of anyone in my family because I am listening to the puke porn polka.
Distorted View is considered conditioning.
Song while eating a sandwich on which I put too much mayonnaise. So
she's been gone so long she doesn't even pronounce mayonnaise right. It's meowness.
I have a stomach of steel apparently, and it's all thanks to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Next up.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Sideshow member, first time caller, Vodka Enemy here. I thought about this Michelle Duggar shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know how obviously her pussy's blown out, and since she's miscarrying, she should stop having children, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe her husband should check out this adult baby shit, because then she can, you know, like, have a baby eternally.
That's
take
true.
Care of him and all that stuff. And at the same time, she could stop multiplying.
Sure the guy doesn't mind impregnating her, I'm sure. I mean, taking care of all those kids is another issue. But...
Hello, Timothy James Simpson. For all the good times that you have given me.
You've got the worst phone ever. You're very muffled, but go ahead.
For all the 2 years of listening to your podcast, even for when I haven't listened to them, I would like to thank you.
You're welcome.
And by thanking you, I would like for you to listen on to a conversation between me and my grandmother, who doesn't necessarily speak English.
Okay.
Hey, Grandma. Hi. You want some Jizzin' Juice? You want some Jizzin' Juice? Yeah? I'll go out and get you some. Oh, you're watching PGA. You don't want him to watch golf. He's got Tiger Woods right there. He's black. You don't want to watch black people. I'll change the channel for you. Because, you know, you're a racist.
I like that he's racist. I like that he asked his grandmother if she would like some Jankum juice.
Oh, wait, never mind. Now there's white people on it. You can watch that.
I think if Distorted View ever does come up with its own cola, instead of calling it Distorted View Soda, we should just call it Jankum. I wonder if that would hurt sales.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very much. That was very interesting listening to you talk to your grandmother.
Hey, Tim, it's Doodoo Butt here.
Hello.
It's been a while, but I just wanted to say that I love you.
And thank you. I don't hear that nearly enough.
I really appreciate you. You're always there whenever I need you.
Whenever I need money, I'm there.
It's a bad day at work, you're stressed, listen to Tim.
Yeah.
Everything's better.
I was kind of discouraged with the live shows because really at anyone, I mean, there's like about 100 people who listen to the live show at, you know, various points of the show. And usually like it's at one time there's like 30 people watching. So I don't even know if it's worth doing DVDA. I guess it is for like the sideshow freaks who can then watch it afterwards on the feed.
But anyway, love you, man. Oh, and
it is fun though, like taking calls. I took like 3 or 4 calls yesterday and, you know, managed to do an hour talking about Chris Chan and, you know, Raymond 14 and all the other U-tards out there. It's fun for me. It's a little stressful, you know, because I have to do the normal show, and then a lot of times I'm running late on shit, and I just haven't had a lot of time to work on some elements of the live show that I need to. So it's been a little ghetto, but, you know, it's fun.
I don't know if you've heard yet, but Wing was on an episode of South Park.
Yeah. And finally today...
Jiggy with Tim, this is Dipshit.
You have the last word, Dipshit.
I was just watching the cartoon called The Boondocks. I don't know if you know it.
I'm aware of it, yeah.
And they sometimes parody, like, famous news stories or, you know, sometimes stuff that you feature on your show, too.
Huh.
So I'm watching an episode, and look what I found.
When you go to prison, the most important thing in your night is going to be booty.
Yeah, I better listen to
a man's butt. Booty, getting some booty is more important than eating food. It's more important than drinking water. If I see a man I like, I tell him like this here. I like you.
Like
and I want any more. Then we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way.
Yeah.
It's a choice of yours.
What you going to do?
What's it going to be?
Yes, a classic Distorted View clip of the black dude in prison, right, explaining how it goes down. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Homosexuals.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow. Until then, bye, everybody!